This is a HeadGum Podcast.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, bitch. What is your whole deal? Hey, bitch. Just tell us how you feel. You wished for a sign from above. Well, here's a podcast about boy sex, fucking, dating, and love. Seek treatment if you're boring as fuck. Seek treatment.
Been there, done that, yeah, messed around.
We're having fun.
And we're getting down. Is that a lyric?
I don't know. It was on when I was at the gym today. You know, and you know, when you like,
you finally hear a lyric,
and it's like it just becomes part of your day. Then
been there, done that.
I'm back at my 7:15 a.m. bullshit. 7:15 class.
I'm back on my hey is for horses. Right, hey. I'm cowgirl. My name is
Reverse Cowgirl. It's such a punchline.
I know, and it's like I would never.
I'll throw it in a script easily.
Yeah, I'm not above it. I'm not above the reverse cowgirl punchline pipeline. I have. Not really engaged with that pose. It's probably a bit hard on the quads.
Yeah, it definitely looks hard on the quads, and also like
I don't have the desired ass. I don't.
Totally. And then you, as the one being penetrated, you aren't even getting to look at your like what's going
on. You're looking at the fucking. You're looking at the TV. You're looking at the wall.
If you're doing reverse cowgirl, you're only getting half the story.
Reverse cowgirl.
It's like bring a book.
You with my iPad with like the baby guard on there, like yeah. The pink and blue thing.
Yeah, that.
Watching like
when,
Bluey.
When like when iPad baby guards became something that was an invention that
it took bowling. It took the idea from bowling.
It took bumpers, and they said, "What if it was dystopian?"
Yeah.
When we as a culture developed a need for iPad baby bumpers.
Mm-hmm. That's what we should have called it.
Is when we should have taken pause.
When do you think we'll call it as a culture?
I don't know. It's actually being so fun. You know who's like so fun is this person called my gym and his wife who are like power couple photographers.
Wow.
A straight power couple photographer.
I love to hear about a straight couple that knows how to have fun.
We're talking about how like.
But they go to the gym together. That gives me pause.
Yeah. But it's so funny at the gym because I noticed like. I do notice women go because like each day is a certain muscle group, and so I always notice which women like skip which days, and I'm like, oh, that's what she is driving to look like. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
you
oh,
know about the woman's like, body.
Oh, you skip security. Shoulders. Oh, so you skip shoulders because that's what you're trying to look like.
Yeah.
Anyways, bleep both of their names, of course.
And by the way, this is Seek Treatment.
This is Seek Treatment podcast. Of voice sex fucking.
And my name is Kitty Cat.
And my name is Pat.
Poochie.
And my name is just Pat. We're both wearing hats to comment on being dressed down.
And it's really radical how quickly I've given up trying to look good for the podcast.
Yeah, and it's radical for me. That I was going to go to Stretch Lab. It's radical for me that I was going to go to Stretch Lab today.
What the hell is Stretch? I mean, Stretch Lab, you have to. I'm wearing the same shirt I wore last night. Everyone's freaking out, screaming.
Have I not talked about Stretch Lab on the podcast yet?
No.
Oh, I'll have to get into Stretch
Lab.
Yeah,
please. Oh, God. You're never going to guess who's walking into this damn studio.
Oh, my God. Mrs. Nori M. Reed.
You look gorgeous to me. I mean, I was just talking about how I've radically. Like, the first episode we did with the cameras, I was like, literally.
I feel. Yeah.
And then
like,
now. I come in I can't.
And these are cameras, right? These
yeah,
are cameras.
Those are being okay, cameras. Okay, yeah, those are being cameras.
Are those cameras?
So those are going to go ahead and be cameras.
Are those, wait, so all the three, okay.
Stop the music. We're just letting people see the real.
But do I look normal?
Yeah.
Okay, okay.
There's no such thing as normal.
Thank you, Pat. And I just was like, thank you.
No, you don't, because there is no such thing. Like,
okay. Yeah, and you look like shit.
Of course not. Of course not. Okay.
Like that foot is okay?
We are so thrilled that we have one of the most amazing guests.
A rare two-time guest.
The first time was God. Zoom, yeah. So it goes into like the void of my, like, you know what I'm saying? Now we're finally connecting.
Oh my God, it's SNL. I'm like a five, two-time.
Yeah, yeah, you're Steve Martin of Sea Treatment.
Yes, yeah, you are the Steve Martin of Sea Treatment.
I can't wait for the Only Murders Ever.
We're so happy to bring into the studio live, open your ears for Nori Reed. What's her middle name?
Anne.
No.
Nori so pure.
Ann. Nori Ann Reed.
Because I kept going with Nori M. Reed.
But oh, it's I like that better.
Nori A.
Yesterday, I found the perfect better. Name for my daughter.
What?
Kelly, because I thought of it when
she's for clumps.
I thought of it when our guest said Kelly Green. I was like Kelly, because Kelly Green is like, you just know exactly what that green is, because Kelly is emblematic of an era. It's an emblematic of like an aesthetic. It's like
it's so you.
It's the Max, Saved by the Bell, of course, Kelly Kapowski. But like that whole. Like, it's just Kelly is like, she's never said something serious in her life, and people love her for it. Like, people love her to death.
Kelly
for
Regan
it.
Is so cute.
Kelly Regan.
She's wearing high socks and a pony.
Yeah. Actually, she's love chill
Kelly
too. Regan.
I would have Kelly, like, not take my last name or even my partner's last name. Like, I would just give her, like, a completely new
start
last
fresh.
Name.
Yeah. The lineage starts here.
Kelly Cactus.
Kelly Cactus is such a cute name.
I love that.
Like, can you see someone having a crush on Kelly Cactus?
Absolutely.
Kelly Cactus is the hottest girl at school.
If no one has a crush on my daughter, I'll just die.
Ew.
You're the opposite of like a traditional dad.
Yeah.
Like when the boy comes over, you're like, are you going to fuck my daughter?
Yeah, rail my daughter.
Rail my daughter.
Your intention is my daughter. I hope to fuck her up the ass.
That's like such a porn channel name, rail my daughter.
Rail my daughter.
I mean, I can see the graphic now popping up like, rah, 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 like in the washing machine. Oh, you know what I mean? Is that not? Are you guys not on Pornhub?
No, I know. I'm not thinking of like.
Do you on Pornhub when they're in the washing machine and they're like,
really?
Absolutely. It's usually, and it's also like usually there's a step.
There's always a step component.
Yeah. Moment.
Step is the most used word on that website.
Yeah.
How?
If you saw a word cloud for Pornhub, it would be step. Then like juicy, then like ass.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
Juicy, comma, ass.
Yeah, the gay ones are so weird. It's like, literally, there's one called, like, X-Hamster.
Oh, well, Brian loves Noodle Tube or whatever.
I don't know that one. And then there's one that's, like...
What is it called? Like, X... I don't know.
Then there's one that's, like... And then there's, like, Boyfriend. Then there's, like, one that's, like, literally, like, man.com. It's like, maybe think of, like, maybe like do the second thought. You know what I mean?
Man.com.
So, Nora, you've just recovered. You've shared with us that you just recovered from the flu. And now you're back. You went to a party. First of all, whose was it?
Why wasn't I included?
Was it fun?
I would have loved to be included.
It was fun. I mean, we can talk off the pod.
Yeah.
Just kind of why you weren't invited.
Oh, my God.
I'm kidding. That was a joke. That was such a joke.
Both of us being like, makes sense.
That was a joke.
I was like, it could be anyone. What? Was it someone in the comedy space?
Adjacent. It was I don't know. Of course, I think that's gonna be. Everyone has a birthday.
You know, it's not. If you're trying to position yourself as someone in this town who doesn't have a birthday, like we know what's the truth.
Everyone
that's
has
like a
drag
name. Adjacent, like adjacent. It would be like adjacent.
Like a drag like, king.
I'm adjacent.
Like a drag king.
Yeah, if I had a drag.
Yeah.
I have to ask y'all something off the pod. Okay, we'll go back.
Drag. I would love.
I experienced something that I'm not ready to discuss.
I would love if you made a turn towards like Ernest Drag Kingdom.
I don't see it, but I didn't see a lot of things coming my way.
Okay, wait. So what were you saying?
Well, I need to see that. I think the world needs to see that or wants to see that. So
my big hips and a trouser pantsuit.
Yes.
I've never watched a drag king perform. I wonder what their like performance element is.
It's like I think it is like performing masculinity.
Yeah,
it's
swagger, right?
Swagger. Yeah. There's you got to draw the facial hair on.
Yeah.
I think a big part of the art is hiding hips. Sure. Yeah. I think hiding hips is a big part of the and craft.
A big part of the craft of drag queendom is creating hips. Isn't that interesting?
It
is.
How funny. The one thing that ties genders together.
Wow. Is hips or no hips.
So real.
So what was I going to say? Wait, so you're saying you went to this party.
I did. It was my friend Nico Santos.
Oh, of course.
His partner, Zeke.
Yes, who I know
well.
Who
I'm also friends with, who's amazing.
Yes, he of course could have felt comfortable inviting me to that. Well, do you know what?
See, this is what I'm like, what am I doing?
But do you know what it is?
What am I doing?
I'm scared. I'm so scared.
We put you in a horrible position.
It's actually a classic situation where I saw them out and I was like, they were like, oh, we're having people at our pool tomorrow after picketing. It was during the strike. And I was like, I would love to come. But then, like, I couldn't go that day. And I remember thinking to myself, like, like, you could have built a bridge today if you had gone to the event. And because, like, I've known Zeke for a long time, but we've never been. And so I was like, I could have. Now it's like, I didn't go and you invited me. So I'm like, now what are my chances of, you know,
being in the roster?
I was like, when January comes around, like, and it's a birthday.
Done that. January's have come around.
But you know what, making a survivor.
I think I was your backup. Like, you said no, and they're like, Nori Reid, they're like, come over here.
Did you go to that post-picket pool party?
Red leather, maybe. Yellow leather, post-picket pool party.
I think so.
But yeah, I was just saying, you know, I'm dressed like trash because I was going to go to a space called Stretch Lab after this.
You look amazing.
Oh, thank you.
You both look both look like you have your lives together because you're going to, like, work out before or after this. Yeah. So that feels my thing intimidating.
His is connected to working out. Mine is not.
But mine's also that's not.
Okay. You both, I mean, but here's my look ready.
I did work out this morning, but, like, in different clothes. And then I showered and then put this on, like, post-workout. So it's, like,
at what?
Almost sadder.
Toss.
But, like, I've been going to this place.
This is a nice tea, though.
This is, like, it's one of those dragon bone teas that for no reason is, like, $130.
I can see why it is, but it looks expensive.
It looks expensive.
I know, but here's what I'll say.
Please say it.
Like, it's one of those teas that, like, looks really good the first three times you wear it and then does lose its shape. And so you just have to be ready for that. If you are going to put on $130 for, again, a t-shirt, you just have to be ready for what's going to come. And that's what Pema Chodron was talking about.
Totally.
When she famously said her
There's
book.
Something so, like, existential about that.
Yeah.
Like, something very, like, bone-chilling, like, life.
Yeah.
Maybe I've just been in the house for a week by myself, but that gave me chills.
No, it's because no joy is lasting. No joy is lasting.
What? Wow. What realizations did you have spending a week alone at home?
That was a big one. Yeah. Yeah. That was a huge one. No joy is lasting. No joy is lasting.
No joy is lasting. And what a relief, because then we don't have to grasp at that, do we?
Wow.
We don't have to hope for it, do we? Because we know it's going to happen, don't we?
Wait, what did you say?
I said, what a relief. What a relief. I love, no joy is lasting. What a relief.
Well, do you know what else? Things aren't bad right now. This is just how they are right now.
Wow.
Yeah.
This podcast has shifted in a way that I'm like obsessed with, and like so. This is like a Deepak Chopra.
Yeah, 100%. We're on that Audible repeat listening, like as we sleep.
I'll come clean. I've listened to a couple of Deepak Chopra audiobooks. Yes. I'll come clean.
The drought was the very worst. Whoa.
Is he hot? No. I want to know.
Because you know what I even did? I like watched a like podcast visual. I watched like a YouTube of a podcast that he was on, and I didn't end up jerking to that podcast video. Well, yeah. I ended up not jerking to completion from it. so you're home with the flu.
Yeah. I mean, that's such a good question. I don't think I realized it. Anything about anything.
Yeah.
I'm like dumb now.
Realizing something.
Well, it's like we work nonstop. So when you finally get a chance to chill, it's like your body needed to shut down for a little bit.
I think it was welcome. Like I watched a lot of, I mean, not to be boring, I watched a lot of Real Housewives.
Yeah.
That's the opposite of boring.
You know, I'm going through a thing where I don't care about Real Housewives anymore.
That's growth and beauty. Is that beautiful? That's beautiful.
I don't know.
It's
like, I literally that's can't what Deepak Chopra wanted. I can't get through the Salt Lake City reunion. I'm like, I don't care. I don't care what these women are saying towards me.
I think he's kind of, I think he's good looking. You don't like it?
The one video I saw, maybe it was his, maybe he
that's
was about
working
to go,
for me.
Maybe in the video I saw he was about to go to Stretch Lab.
Yeah, I do. Maybe he's wearing one of those rag and bone tees for the fourth time.
He's cute.
Some
here.
Images are certain.
He's cute here, but I think this might have been like a little while ago. Like sure, I think when you, time comes for
imagine
all
someone
of us.
Searching Catherine Cohen Young.
I think he would be the first to say that. I think he would be the first to say that time comes for all of us. Because even like it's more like that, like nowadays.
I got you. Okay, so first of all, how was Sketchfest?
It was fun. I did like 5 shows in 2 days, which is
that's a lot.
That's fun, right? I feel like that's fun. Is that fun?
5 hours?
What are the shows?
Oh, 5 shows.
Yeah, like sets.
Sets. 5 sets.
Is it one of those, that is fun.
Let me ask you this. Is it one of those festivals where there is like 1 million shows all around and like, say there's 1 million shows, 200,000 of them are like LGBT lineup. And then so you're just truly doing like, you're just sitting in the same like, you're sitting in a trailer with the same 8 gays at the festival, like all over it. Yeah. Like, and then you're all going up and doing the same set. I'm like, okay, hey, I'll see you at the next like LGBT one.
They like keep you like quarantined together.
Yeah.
They're like, no, don't. They're like, you can't leave. You gotta stay here. Do you need anything?
Was it that vibe?
Well, no, they actually, it was, I had some gay shows.
Yeah.
Which were super fun. I did a show with Spike and Honey Pluton.
Oh, most amazing name in town.
Right.
Haven't met them, but I see that name and I go, that's the most amazing name you could ever have.
Yeah. They do a show about like gay Jeopardy.
Oh, fun.
And I won.
Oh my God, you did.
Congratulations.
Yeah, I think I'm smart.
You're incredibly smart.
Yeah, I forget. I've been in LA for so long, you kind of start to forget.
Let me ask you this. Are you someone who could like realistically expect to get a wedge in Trivial Pursuit?
Ooh.
Because getting a wedge is so hard because you have to not only know the questions are so hard in Trivial Pursuit.
They're so niche. It's like super niche.
And like you could get 1 million right, but if you have to first of all be on the wedge space.
What's
then,
wedge?
Have you ever played Trivial Pursuit?
No.
Oh, then it's
all right. Skip. You have to waste our guest time explaining to me what a wedge is. I'm tapping out for this one.
It's been a minute since I played, but I just remember the questions being so like in niche categories that I'm not good at.
Yeah,
so then it's like this.
Yeah, it's so hard.
It's like crossword knowledge.
No, it's like it'll
like 80s shows that.
You hope that there's one that's like stage and screen or something. So of course, as a queer youth, you're like, let me go for those ones. And of course, those are the pink wedges. And like,
they had to do it to them.
And then orange is sports, so it's like, yeah, there's 0%
Gatorade.
Chance.
Is it in you?
Yeah, I know.
It's giving.
But the deal is, there's all these spaces. Like, if you land on a color, you have to answer that question, and then like, if you get it right, you get to go again. But there's some spaces that are wedge spaces. If you get that right, then you get a wedge of that color. You have to get all the colors. So it's like you play it as a kid, but it's like there's no way I'm knowing who won like the Australian Open in 2008, in 1982.
Yes, because you're a kid and you're like, I don't know.
And even if you happen to get a question, if you happen to get a question that like you could get right, if you're not on a wedge space, it's all for nothing. And then, our biggest note to Trivial Pursuit is we're kids and we don't know.
I feel like it's like a humiliation game.
Yeah.
To like humiliate children.
It's kinky.
My brother was always like a little bit, neither of us would ever get all the wedges, but my brother was like a little bit better than me. And that was kind of hard. He was a little better than me at everything.
I'm definitely not a trivia girl. Are you?
No. I mean, like I would, like the bar, like when you go to a bar and do trivia, I've never.
No.
I've had sex. Oh, that was a joke.
Farewell.
Everyone's so mad.
I know. Listen, that was a joke.
I love a game night. I love games. So like I can connect with that element of trivia.
You and see, Zeke puts on a lot of game nights.
And that's why I blew
it. We have to get the bridge built.
I think that y'all really need to build that bridge.
Maybe you could put on the construction cap and build that bridge for him.
I think I might do a little emailing after this.
Yeah, please connect us over email.
I heard about the post-picket pool party that was missed. That was missed.
Wait, you have to share this. So I was going to go to Stretch Lab, but there's not a good amount of time for me. But like Stretch Lab is this place where like you go and like you pay month to month and you can, I think you can go as much as you want. It's actually not clear and they won't explain it to you, but they stretch you out and there's different practitioners you could choose from. So I got linked up with this.
That sounds really sexual. You choose the person who stretches you out.
Well, it almost did feel sexual.
I want to be stretched.
Yeah. Like, I will say this, bleep the name out, but I want you guys to know the name. I've started going to this woman's.
Loving.
But I'm okay, bleep that name
sex
out.
Sex worker.
I'm in this space where I keep getting into the deepest conversations with like people in my orbit. So it's like me and are like literally go so deep, and then literally I'll now feel so bad to not book her. And at the end of the last session, she literally said, you know, I'm a really private person and I don't share this much with anyone.
That's so sweet.
I was like, oh my God, that's amazing.
I don't know if this is bad, but when like you go, like say you go for a haircut.
Yes.
And then they start to like really dump.
I know.
And then at the end they're like, wow, like we were each other's therapists. And you're like, no, like you tell me about you that you were molested. And like, I'm trying to get bangs. Like, I'm trying to get my bangs trimmed. And I've been here for 10 minutes. And you told me about the three times you've been molested. I can't. And I'm just like, can I just get my bangs? And then they charge you $200.
At least.
They charge like, you to, yeah.
And 100 for the tip.
Yes.
You go, okay.
And you go, thank you.
I actually don't have the battery. I don't have my social battery full enough to ever get my hair cut. Because I can't engage in that way.
I can't.
That's so funny.
I know. But here's the deal is like, it's a famous situation of the famous scientific phrase, if you give a mouse a cookie.
Yes.
And like, you have to be, you have two options. You sit down, either take out your fucking phone, eyes to screen glued, you're off.
Yeah.
Or if you even open up your energy one crack.
Uh-huh.
Like
just the door ajar.
All of a sudden,
yes.
They're 8 years old, they're getting molested, and you're
stop.
And there's a different version of that too, is I'll go to hairstylists who are like gorgeous, like young mothers.
Yeah.
And then they'll talk about their kids. And then I feel this pressure in almost like a trans woman way. I feel this pressure to like pretend like I know the culture.
Yeah.
To feel like I'm so, I'll be like, oh my God, like what school? I don't know what schools are in Silver Lake, and I don't give a fuck what school like Johnton goes to.
Johnton.
I don't care.
Adjacent. Wait, what?
Well, I feel like similarly, like whenever someone says they have kids, I'm like, I fully shut down, and I'm like, how old? And whatever age they say, I'm like, oh, I'm like such good ages.
I know, me too, but I always mean it when I say that.
I've never met kids and I don't need to know them.
No.
It's funny because I do earnestly say what age and I do earnestly, I'm like, whoa, that's a fun age. But I do happen to only know people with kids at fun ages. I don't know what
that
would say.
That won't last, will it?
Well, nothing does.
Will it?
you want kids, right? I feel like.
No.
He used to be addicted.
I thought
I still love kids and I like to like hang, like. You know,
uncle vibes.
But I just know myself too well. Like, I couldn't handle having a dog. Like, I can't do it. Like, I can't do it. I'm too dissociative. I'm too like.
You might grow.
I might grow. I mean, anything.
Or the baby might die.
Or yeah, you never know.
And one's gonna happen. Yeah. One is gonna happen.
I just
two couldn't options
do
stand
it.
Before me.
Yeah.
So I don't want kids, but I do. I think that's what I've learned about myself. Is I used to feel like, oh no, I do want kids because I. Enjoy kids generally, but you know, I enjoy a lot of things generally, but
and
that doesn't mean I want to ruin my entire life for that.
I feel like I'm supposed to want them, but I don't.
Yeah,
but I froze.
I know,
you
so
did.
Many.
Just in case.
That's really. I feel like that's so smart
because I'm twisty, turny up
that's
inside.
Good.
So
yeah.
We'll see. Do you want kids?
No, I don't. Well, it's so funny too because like during the transition process, they like after you do like irreversible stuff, then they're like, by the way, like, do you want kids? And I'm like, oh.
After?
Oh my God.
I'm like, kind of did.
Yeah.
I've never done that.
Like, thanks for checking.
Like,
thanks for checking in.
Because we are working on a time machine.
Yeah. I'm like, interesting. I'm like, now we're having the conversation. But no, I mean, even separate from that, I just would never. I don't.
Yeah.
I'm very similar.
Yeah.
I do want a dog.
Who
is your dog? New segment.
I want a dog so bad.
Oh, you want one.
I want a dog.
Me too.
I go on the websites, like for the rescue sites, and then I literally. Cry.
Oh.
I look at the dogs and I cry and I go, am I okay?
No.
Am I okay? Because I'm actually crying. I see a dog. One time it said, and I don't cry for any dog. It's got to be the dog. And this one was wiry, kind of like a rat terrier mix. Mm-hmm. And then it said under the description, it said that he was smart. And then I started sobbing. What's that?
I don't know.
Well,
what's that about?
The descriptions, I actually have gone through a lot of those descriptions and they're so, some are so funny and then some are so sad.
There
are really
like,
dark.
He's nice.
There's ones like, yeah. Or when you can tell when a dog's horribly behaved, they're like, he needs a little extra love and care. He's a little bit spunky, got a lot of energy. And you're like, okay, so not the one for me.
Yeah, loves to play.
I know, but those sites are like.
We'll bite kids. And it's like, oh.
The thing is, one day you're going to walk into one of those adoption fairs and it's going to be Ova because you're going to make eye contact.
It's going to happen. I feel like it's any day now I'm going to be adopting a dog. But it was a long conversation with myself of like, do I want to do this? Like, you have to go home. You have to, like, always go home.
Yeah.
You got to go home.
Yeah.
I love going home, so I thought that
me
would.
Me too.
But I also, I'm just too, I have to figure out my brain in coming years. It's too tricky for me sometimes.
What kind of dog are you thinking?
Rat terrier.
Do you want to be able to travel with the girl?
Smaller dog.
And you always fly private.
I do, you know, and it's, that, when I reach out, listen, when I reach the shelter, I go, can this dog fly private? And that is my first question.
Yeah. It's a comfort plus dog.
Yeah,
and you need a private dog. Oh my God. I know, I met the most gorgeous, gorgeous dog named Paloma who just given birth until like the tits were like dragging just across swinging. The floor. Yes. She was so sweet. I miss her.
Oh my God.
And it was like, she was getting adopted. And so the woman who had been fostering her was like watching her get adopted. And this woman was like heartbroken. It's very intense. It makes me happy because I'm like, oh, people are actually good in the world. Like,
yeah.
When you see people with animals, you're like, people are good.
There's a second where,
except
like...
Except for me, you're like, people are bad.
Except for you, yeah.
Like, I get the rest... Like, I understand the rescue stuff and the rescue stuff. But, like, they're, like, for a second, like, have you seen, like, the baby... Are they called baby ragdoll cats?
No, what's that?
They're, like, they have, like, blue eyes and they're, like, gray and they're super cute. But they're...
Reminds you
bread,
of...
You
purchase, know, like,
yeah,
course.
So... Yeah. And for a quick second, I was like, if I did this, would people...
Let me tell you this.
With cats, I don't know.
I don't discriminate because it's like if the creature exists, then someone's got to take care of it.
Someone's got to take care of it.
It's the same. It's the same logic as like buying fur that already exists. But you're like, well, it's already dead. But you're like, well, it's creating demand. But I actually think I don't know.
So I should kill the cat.
You should kill the cat.
Okay.
Everyone's like, everyone in the comments, thank you.
And then make a clutch.
I don't know. Don't
it's
get
like,
mad at
if
us.
You're a breeder too. It's like
get, bye.
I do think if you're a breeder,
stop.
Get a life. Like to right? be like in a lab. Being like, wait, I have an idea for a cat. Like, yeah. Oh my god. Like, yeah. Wait, I got the best idea for a cat. Like, what if it was like gray and then like
and then your job is to make them have sex.
Yeah, and then they
yeah,
hey,
get
you,
a life.
And
get
you,
a life.
Oh my god, I'm seeing you.
You freak.
And you
pervert.
Literally get a hobby.
You sick fucking freak. Get a real job.
Like let the cats connect with who they connect with organically.
Yes.
Like let them find their love by themselves.
Jobs like landlord or like cat breeder and stuff. It's like, why did you think that you can just
I know.
Do that?
Jobs like landlord.
Yeah. Landlords and cat breeders, who do you all think you are?
Who do the fuck do you think you
Peas
are?
Peas in a pod.
Yeah.
Oh, I had the scariest landlord once. Shout out.
The Venn diagram between landlords and cat breeders is a circle.
Yeah. Landlord. Oh God.
Is it a man or a woman?
It was a man.
Oh, okay, of course.
Otherwise,
of course.
It would be landlady. Otherwise, it
was
landlady.
A really scary man, and oh my God, he would. And then the way he would talk to me versus how he would talk to my boyfriend was so different that I was just like, "This is crazy." Whenever misogyny. I actually experience sexism, yeah. When I experience sex, I'm like, "Oh, this thing's still on."
Yeah,
I thought we were done with
you
it.
You said sex, and I went, oh, and then you said ism, and I went, "Oh,
yeah."
Yeah.
Freak out. When I experience sex, ism.
Oh.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Remember in 2018 when Border Patrol separated thousands of refugee kids from their parents, deported the parents back to their home countries while keeping the kids in the United States? Well, believe it or not, 6 years later, there are hundreds of families who have still not yet been reunited.
Although we as a community may feel hopeless at times, I recently learned about an organization called El Otro Lado, which works to reunite families. They provide holistic legal and humanitarian support for refugees, deportees, and other migrants in the U.S. and Tijuana through multidisciplinary, client-centered harm reduction-based practice.
Since 2018, they've reunified over 100 refugee families ripped apart by Trump's zero-tolerance policy. Once reunited, El Otro Lado helps each family to find legal representation, housing, and the counseling they need in order to heal and get on their feet.
You can find the link to donate to Ultra Lotto in the description of this episode, or go to gum.fm/charity and donate today. You can also consider volunteering with the organization, which offers opportunities that are both in-person and virtual. The best way to get involved is by filling out an application on their website at alotrolotto.org/volunteer.
Join us in supporting All Ultra Lotto and donate today. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
So since we last had you on the pod, who were you then? Who are you now and who do you want to be?
Well, I was actually, when I was driving over here, I literally was thinking about that because when I was on the pod, I was in a really like dark place.
It was a dark time of the pandemic. Yes. I remember that. I remember exactly where I was too when we chatted because it was in my old apartment and I was like on the floor, like drinking spiked kombucha. Like it was scary.
Yeah.
Spiked kombucha. Scary.
That was a phase scary. For me.
Yeah.
My different scary. Like alcohol phases during the pandemic were all scary in their own way. Like yeah. It was just a way to get like, how much can I get without like people starting to worry into the bloodstream.
Oh my God. Wow. I'm obsessed. It was so dark and like people will still send me messages being like, literally, and this is so gross in earnest, but being like, thank you. Like, thank you for being so vulnerable, or like, thank you. It really helped me like feel like it was okay to just be sad.
Oh, and that means
like that truly, you know, when celebrities say that, you're like, shut the fuck up. Yeah. No one's messaging you, you crazy bitch. But that it's real and it was very, it's real. Sweet. It's I real. Never respond.
Yeah, you can't.
I look
what are you
and
gonna
go,
say? You're welcome for being sad.
Okay. Yeah, I go, okay. I'm not sad anymore.
A lot of times I respond, but then people go, oh my God, I didn't think you'd ever actually see this. And I was like, okay, should I not have responded? And I'm like, that I'm embarrassed. I'm like, okay, I'm a loser. They're like, oh my God, what are you doing in this chat? And I'm like, oh, I thought the message was for me.
I got them.
But that's very sweet.
I got a video from a listener of them jerking off.
Oh. That's so sweet.
Wait, are you serious?
Yeah. I didn't know what to say back.
Caption?
Just that. But they've sent messages in the past. And I've...
Okay, I would say no.
I never engage.
I don't think that's a big question
for me. Guy or girl?
Yeah.
A girl just like...
Are they hot?
Squirting.
I won't say in case they know. I'm not going to comment either way on like... But I will say if I don't ever want that. Like... Yeah. I genuinely
what?
Don't
Why would
that.
You ever want that? I mean, who thought you would want that?
I don't know. I've gotten it a couple times.
First of all, now me mad that I didn't get one. I was like, girls,
you take me straight
step
to
up your game.
You take me straight to the police station to report.
Oh my God, I want one more.
And
like,
then another experience I had lately is, you know, I was in a virtual meeting for my recovery program, speaking, like giving, like qualifying. And someone, like, I've never had this experience. There was, like, a Zoom bomber. All of a sudden, this guy with this huge dick is one of the squares jerking off to complete.
Not me getting, like, turned on.
I know. I'm supposed to be, like, horrified. And I'm just like, that's terrible.
That's so big. I hate how big that is. That's crazy, though.
That was big.
What, did you say something?
I DM'd the woman who was running the meeting. I was like, someone's jerking off.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow.
I'm sorry about that. I shouldn't have told Brian to do that. It was a weird joke I was playing with you.
It was a weird prank gone wrong.
It's so interesting because it was like, first of all, you must be punching in random numbers like in your Zoom when you're rock hard and you're coming on.
Okay,
and,
stop.
Like,
and it was, once again, it was big.
Yeah, it was big.
Oh my goodness.
Anyway.
Okay, so you were sad.
Oh yeah, sorry. Now I'm in like this very There's this there is this like this guy on Twitter or some or I don't know. He has like a huge dick or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And he'll consensual, well, maybe it's like, I don't know, but you know that like random video where like it pairs you with random people.
No.
Chat roulette?
Kind of like chat roulette or something like Omegle or something like that. He'll be jerking off, but basically like his dick is so big that straight guys want to watch.
Oh, interesting.
But not in like a fake way, in like a real, just like he'll be like, oh, like he's like, I like, do you want to watch? And they're like, yeah. And they're like completely straight.
Wow, it's interesting.
But they're just, because the dick is big, there's this like bro kind of like respect or something.
Oh my
there's
God.
Something so crazy and misogynistic about it.
Yeah.
That because it's like huge and the guy's like straight and he has like a Trump flag, so it's like safe or something.
Yeah. It sounds so safe.
Like, this isn't gay. This isn't gay because MAGA.
No, because it's like straight vibes or just they feel comfortable and totally. Safe and they just want to watch.
It's just locker room talk.
I do want to see it.
Yeah, I'll just send it.
Thank you.
I'll find it's like because it, I found it randomly, not looking. That's it was just scary, there. Though. And it was
watching someone jerk off, like I don't know. But
he has like a nice guy kind of like persona. Vibe. So then they're just like, oh cool, bro, like, and it's so weird.
Oh cool, bro.
They're like, cool, bro. Yeah.
Wow, that's cool that you have fascinating.
That's cool that you have that thing.
That's on Twitter.com.
I'll send it to you. Straight, I don't know. Straight men are just wild. I don't know. There's such a culture to it.
I know. It's so. I know. There's such a culture to straight men.
Well,
there's
like, such a culture to it.
I think they. That's what blows my mind is, I've seen enough gay porn in my life at this point that I know when it's. Fake.
Yeah.
I know. We know.
I love to Google which ones are straight. It's actually less than you think because people have to be like, did you know most gay porn actors are actually straight? And you Google, it's like one guy who's not even hot.
People
like,
do okay. love
who's
to
on
do
drugs.
That.
Yeah.
So that's why he has to do it. It's like sad, actually.
I am a little bit obsessed with the culture of gay porn. Like, I would love to be on set for a day and just see the belly of the beast. Do you know what I mean?
Do you want to develop? Some like a pilot or something,
yeah, yeah.
Or some sort of a gay porn pilot.
Yeah, oh, that'd be so interesting.
Okay, well,
called adult because the main character will be an adult. So it's a double entendre because they're an adult and it's about being an adult, but also it's called adulting. But also it's in the adult film.
Like
industry.
He wants to transition out of the film industry.
Yeah, there's a great series I believe on Max. Shout out, called Adult Material. It's a British like mini series about this porn star and it's really good.
What kind of porn star?
Straight woman.
Thank you.
I knew. I was like, you. I don't get it. It's a good show. I think you'd like it.
Wait, what kind of porn do you like?
I still watch gay porn, which is such a mind fuck because it's like, I mean, I should talk to my therapist about that because it's so confusing. Yeah.
Well, let's do therapy on each other. I'll charge you $200. Right? Start cutting your bangs.
You just get up and start cutting my bangs. No, I still gay porn and then straight porn. And then I keep it so generic. You're like, yeah, but like, what?
So, girls, guys, straight, gay.
Just people, really.
Yeah. No, people being people.
And then
of course, guy jerking off in front of a MAGA flag.
I think trans porn is hard because I feel like it's like so obviously geared towards a man. Like, it's so geared towards the male partner.
Totally.
That it's a little like, okay, like in reality, no trans woman wants any of, but I guess like that's so similar to maybe like cis women too in porn. Yeah. I feel like that's similar.
Totally, because it's literally just sort of like,
that would happen or.
That's what,
So I stick to gay porn because it just feels like no one's hurting each other.
Totally.
Yeah, I watch a lot of lesbian porn.
interesting.
Which I you know, you hear the lesbian porn is all fake too, but I'm like, at least there's no man like, just like, I guess being violent with the bodies.
And there's like alt porn sites that I've heard people have been like, oh, but there's like alt sites and they're ugly.
You know, it's like, and literally me going really small tits.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, this is why this is alt. Yeah. I'm like, no, thank you.
This is why you're alt.
They're like, they're just normal.
This is why I'm alt.
This is why I'm alt.
I'm alt because you're not.
You're alt because you're ugly.
You're mainstream because you're not.
They're not even ugly. They're just normal. They're just like, they're just people who are having sex. And it's like, no.
Yeah.
I know.
It's so hard.
Brian loves like certain amateur stuff. And I'm like, I don't need to be in this person's Bushwick loft.
That's private.
I'm like, we're in Minneapolis. Like, I can see the Whole Foods outside the window. I need a.
That's why I don't get that. That's why I don't get behind Twitter porn. Event. I'm like, sure. Okay.
I don't go, like, yeah. But anyways.
What was I going to say?
What's going on with you, girl? By the way, hey.
when I get overwhelmed, I go,
do you?
Like, I do. Oh, that's actually a good segue. I'm kind of now stuck on, like, am I a little autistic TikTok?
Oh, are you? I
think I'm on the spectrum. I think I'm maybe lower on the spectrum, like
that's amazing.
Not high or anything. Just like a little, like a little.
You're a Kinsey too.
Sound sensitive, like stimming a little bit.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I'm definitely just on that side of TikTok where it's like you're autistic, and this is why. And you're like, oh my God, I'm all of those things.
Right.
Yeah.
So you never know if it's real or if it's just like.
What are you supposed to do about that? Just knowing it helps you?
Just, you know, it's a great question. I think you just like stay at home. Yeah. They're like, and stay at home. Really.
The treatment is to stay at home.
Just stay at home.
No more pool parties.
The modality is to stay at home.
I mean, it is. I mean, in reality, it is
Surgeon
kind of.
Surgeon General warning, stay at home.
Stay at home.
I mean, if you're a little autistic.
Just a little autistic. I mean, I feel like the truth of it is that it does help. There's a good feeling attached to like, oh my God, this is what this is.
Yeah, totally.
There's something like good about that, even if it doesn't do anything.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, that's something.
Peace of mind. It gives you
peace of mind.
Oh, I'm this way because of that.
What was he going to say?
I don't know. Because I'm hot. You're not. Me. It's funny because I can't remember the original song, so I'm trying to like map on the words, but I can't remember.
I'm hot because I'm fly, you ain't because you not.
I'm hot because I'm fly, you ain't because you not.
Why,
yeah, yeah.
This is why I'm hot.
Yeah.
Thank you. All right.
For some reason, that song makes me think of One Tree Hill, but I don't know why.
Do you watch Love on the Spectrum?
Not the new season, but I love the show.
It's so good. The new season is so good.
I've heard, and unfortunately, like, I was talking to someone, I was like, I love the show. And they were like, well, and I was like, no.
Oh.
I was like, don't do this to me. And they're like, some autistic advocates think that it's,
really?
I'm like, but I'm just like, no. You know, like, I just, because it is so.
What do they think?
I mean, see, I don't even want to do this because I don't want to ruin it for anyone.
Yeah.
And this is one person's opinion.
Yeah.
And guess what? Not autistic.
Yeah.
I feel really connected to Abby on Love on the Spectrum because people say we look like sisters. Oh. And I want to do a film with her.
You do look like Abby.
And certain notes, like.
that's blowing my mind.
She was
right
doing
now.
This thing where she kept going, like, she was talking to her boyfriend and she'd be like, thanks. And like walking away. And I was like, okay, that's literally me. So I love her.
She's fun. She's like funny and
she
quick.
Sings. I'm like, let's do the film.
She loves food. I feel like y'all.
She loves wine. She's always like, I'm ready for my glass of wine. I'm like, girl, let's get an A24 film about two sisters in the works.
I think like enough time has passed from the Sia movie.
Oh, I know.
But I think we're ready for some more autistic representation screen.
Yeah.
Well, she'd be great in a film. Wait, don't freak out. I'm going to go pee.
Oh, no worries.
Don't freak out.
I'm not freaking out.
I'm hot because
should we just continue?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. Whose 2024 bingo card was it on that people are going to start getting houses in Kansas City?
Well, apparently Rihanna just bought a house.
In Kansas City?
Yes.
What?
I know. It's like it's crazy.
Because they're cheap there?
I think it's because of climate
crisis. Yeah, because it's like inland.
People are starting to buy more in the middle.
Yeah, I know people that are taking all their money out of the banks.
What?
Or like going into certain banks.
Like now?
Moving to certain banks because it's like, when the climate hits the fan, like, none of our money is safe in banks.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
It's just numbers.
Someone who I really trust said they think that we will, like, be living drastically different lives in 5 years because of the climate. Like,
well, that,
drastically,
yeah.
drastically different.
Well, the UN report from a year or two ago, I think it was 2025. Is there
that's
a thing?
That's so soon.
Oh, that's literally when we have next year.
That's literally when we have to get a real ID.
Oh, my.
Literally, in 2025, both the climate's going to ruin the world and we have to get real IDs.
That's the silver lining, is that we'll never have to get the real ID.
Yeah. Because
the world will be
yeah,
over.
That's what
you went to the bathroom and we're now talking about the end of the world.
Yeah. Oh, great.
So,
don't let me stop you.
Why do we live here?
I know.
I don't know.
I don't.
Wait, you still live in New York.
I was here for the month, but I'm leaving tomorrow.
Oh, my
but
God.
She's coming back very soon.
Yeah, I've been spending more time here.
By coastal.
I guess so, yeah. But I would love to book a job and come here for like a big chunk. And until then, I just love being in New York.
I will say I met on a job a couple weeks ago and I'm like, you know, when you choose this thing and you're like, you could feel yourself doing it and say, don't do this, don't do this. But you're like, if this happens, everything will be okay. And if it doesn't happen, nothing will be okay.
Yeah.
And it's just like an easy black and white way to look at your future where it's like, I'm like doing it right now. I could feel myself doing it. And it will be bad if I don't get it because I'm doing it. Like, I'm doing the thing where I'm like, if I...
Oh, I mean, you got it. And
no.
I was like, thank God. I was like, you're going to
I also got into a bad situation because there's this girl who works the desk at my gym who does meal prep. And I kind of like started freaking out while I was ordering my smoothie because there was a dead silence. I said, "You do meal prep, right?"
Oh,
she goes,
I know where this is going.
Did I tell you this?
No, but I can just feel it.
So she's like, "Yeah." And I will say she like cooks at the desk and it smells amazing. And I was like, "Oh, yeah, I'm looking to do it."
She cooks at the desk?
So then she was like,
"Why?" It's like a hibachi I'm grill. Sorry, I'm like, what's
happening? She's launching into the mouth.
Cucumber.
No, she doesn't cook at the desk, but she cooks at home and then heats it up at the okay, okay, and okay. It smells good. So I just made a conversation and I was like, yeah, I would maybe be interested in that. And she's like, well, come on, let's talk. And then like we like went into like another room and talked about it. And then I just was like, I'm not sure if this is for me. And then in my head, I'm saying this. And then we exchanged numbers. And then the next day I saw her and she was like, had you texted me? Because I didn't see text. And I was like, oh, no, I didn't text you. I'm actually waiting to hear on a job, which might change my schedule. And I meant it as I had created this narrative in my head where I was going to tell her that it's an in-person job and they serve you food there. So it would be not caught. It would, that's what I don't need it anymore. But she took that sentence to mean like, I'm financially struggling. And if I get this job,
that's
then
what I
then,
thought too.
And
yeah.
I'll be able to pay. Oh so now when I see her, she's like, so any word on the job? And it's just very like,
she sets up a GoFundMe. You have no idea.
She's spreading the oil on the grill.
So now I'm like hoping I get the job, but I'm gonna have to tell her I didn't get it so that I'm still destitute and can't afford this meal prep situation.
Yeah, it's just
my God.
I'm always getting myself in those situations where I'm like, all of a sudden,
lying. Really close like relationships with the people in your life and gym and relationships.
Do you know what my theory is? Because like since I'm new here, like I'm still real and like people aren't used to like meeting someone real, and then when they talk to me and when they're seeing how real I am, they're like, they grab on like a life raft.
That's
and they're
so like scary.
They're like, this is the first real person I've encountered in months.
This is so scary.
And so they're just trying to like,
but then the second time they meet you, you're like, I got a job.
Yeah,
and then you're like, yeah, then you keep walking and then they go, oh,
we lost him.
It wasn't real.
Sorry, I'm too poor to talk to you.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
Oh my God.
I know. Oh my God. I'm stressed just thinking about it.
I hope you get it.
I hope I get it, but I hope there's an opportunity to kind of
support her business later.
Or to make it seem like I didn't get it to her.
Sure. God does send us people in our life who like can't take a hint and will sort of like the kind of person who will ask you to get lunch like 18 times. And you're like, at this point, I guess I have to get lunch because there's nothing you can say anymore.
But don't you always worry you're that person to someone?
Oh, I have it. And now I'm freaking out.
No, and now we're both like,
oh, no.
Well, I think I'm pretty good at being like, okay, they obviously don't care.
I know, but then you're like, well, I asked them twice and they were busy and like, they seem like they do want to hang out. But you're like, but I can't be that person that can't take the hint. So like, it does become a bit of a dance.
There are two or three people I really admire who I've asked to get lunch and they didn't say yes right away. So I just never tried again.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, hint received.
Yeah. It's tricky.
Hint received.
To those people, hint received.
So who are you now?
Oh, God.
Besides on the slightly autistic TikTok algorithm.
Right? I'm like, let's grab all of that. I'm so scared. I just got so scared.
We'll keep you safe.
Thank you.
We'll cover it up.
I mean, I'm from that, because I was like 20, 21 maybe.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. Because none of this should count. All of this time, I'm like, how is this counting?
No way.
I almost thought this was like fake. Nothing should count since 2019. Like that.
2019 was the last time I felt in my power.
Yeah,
but and all this time is real, and it's freaking me out that like.
I know.
Like my skin has changed.
I know.
What's happening?
My skin just changed.
I know. Yes. I have a crevice in my forehead.
Only answer if you feel safe. How old are you again?
I'm not saying.
I'm 35 plus.
She doesn't feel safe.
I'm 35 plus.
I'm similar.
Okay.
I'm similar to you. Oh, wait, did I tell you my other amazing drag name? Oh, you already said it, maybe.
What?
Samila ETA. Oh. You know when you're driving?
Oh, yeah. No,
my drag name, it's not even funny. It would just be, but I just like, is Lily, like Lily Duvalet, like
no,
Lily of the Valley.
Oh, Lily Duvalet. Yeah.
So there's nothing like fun or punny about it.
I like ones that aren't puns.
Yeah.
Like sometimes it's like,
I feel like
a
mandatory meeting kind of like ended it all for everyone, because that's the most
honey.
That's the height of
that's amazing.
Who is she?
Of all of it. She's on the new cast.
Oh, you
a mandatory meeting.
A mandatory
that's
meeting.
So funny.
She's on the new cast. She's learning how to do her makeup. People are coming for her because her makeup is so bad.
Mandatory.
She's an LA queen.
I haven't watched
me laughing about that for 6 months. I love it.
The two of you together or separate should be judges. I know.
We're totally open to being on doing job.
I didn't watch this season or last one.
The thing is, you have no idea how easy we are to reach, and yet.
Yeah.
They don't call. They don't write.
They need to call.
No, they're calling. Sorry. Everything is in my power. Everything's happening.
And you know what? Trust the timeline of your life.
And you know what? I am exactly where I need to be right now.
And you know what? If it's meant for you, we'll miss you.
Well, I'm good at where I'm wearing exactly where I need to be.
And you know what? I'm a little autistic.
Oh, okay, so who are you now? You're on every show. Every time I do a show, you're on it.
Yeah.
I made it.
Every time he does a show, you're on it.
Okay, the show we did.
Yeah.
I feel like outdoor shows are difficult.
And it was cold.
Yeah, and it was, we can't just enough, there's parking meters in the space.
Oh, man.
It was rough.
Yeah.
So that's how I'm doing.
Your show was so much fun, but again, I was like, I'm in such like a space where I'm doing the same 12 minutes every night at the Elysian Theater.
You killed, by the way.
Because I did the 12 minutes that I do. You know what I mean? Like, there's nothing new.
It's hard to write jokes right now.
Yeah.
I struggle. Like, when I see a comic with new material, I'm just like, I'm just... so much admiration. I'm just like, how are you writing material?
I know.
Because there's nothing.
Who's like that?
Funny.
Who's doing it?
I feel like I write material
club
once.
Club comics?
I know.
Once every like 3 years, I write like new jokes.
It's hard.
I have a new not joke, but I have a new sentence that gets a laugh. It's like sometimes that's
huge.
Yeah.
That is the building block.
Yeah.
Oh, my new material that's actually working is I started doing ketamine.
Oh.
For my mental health. Right, and it's been incredible.
How often do you do it before you felt like the effect?
I did it for 4 sessions, mm-hmm. and it just like changed my life.
I have to ask my sponsor about that.
Truly.
Also, how long is the session? Like, it's intravenous, right?
I do the one that's chewable, okay. and then you swish mm-hmm. for 15 minutes. It tastes horrible, but then you trip for like an hour and a half.
Is there like someone guiding you in the room?
Yeah, well, I do it through, and this is why I do it on stage because it's so funny, is I go through a Texas company called Choose Ketamine.
Okay.
Sponsor me. Send me free ketamine. And it's just like a doctor.
Yeah, in the loosest
and
terms.
They ask you medical questions. They go, do you want ketamine? And you go, yeah. And then they go, second page, how much ketamine do you want?
Are you allowed to do it if you're on like antidepressants or other things?
Yes.
Okay, oh, does absolutely. It matter?
The thing they look out for, and this is ultimately, this is an advertisement, is a heart rate, because that's mm-hmm. important.
Oh, well, that makes me nervous with you.
I now have heart issues. Yeah. It's kind of fun.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Well, it's fine. I've had it my whole life, but I didn't know.
That's crazy.
I know. I was born with a hole in my heart. But it's actually not.
And it's the exact same size as God.
Yeah. God shape. And thankfully it was God shaped, so it was easy to patch that up. It's not super it's commonish.
It's like when someone sees like Jesus on the toast that they make.
Yeah.
The doctor's like, oh my God, your hole in your heart looks exactly like God.
Well, when I found out I had it, it was like, I was like, is this really common? And the doctors were like, well, it's really common for us because we're heart doctors. And like, it's not really common, like, I guess, for everyone. I was like, oh. So the answer was sort of like,
You were like, do we all have holes in our hearts?
Yeah.
Like Swiss cheese.
But I will say, anytime I ask my doctor, like, oh, am I allowed to do this? He's just like, yeah, I literally don't care. So maybe it'd be fine. I'll check
in. You should care.
Because I want to do recreational.
I've been curious about lip filler, like in a natural way, like nothing crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But then I get scared. So I say no.
The thing about lip fillers I'm seeing is like it migrates and then it's like in your cheek. It's like.
Kylie, did you see her recent pic? She looks like she's 45.
It's really upsetting.
And I'm like, you're 20, what?
Yeah, she's 3? Like 25. Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy. I feel like there's so much we don't know. But I support whatever everyone wants to do with their body, of course. But sometimes I'm like, girls, let's slow it down.
I never thought this
like one thing at a time, girls.
I never thought this would happen to me ever because I've never cared about it. And I've always been fine with my face. Being here, it does make me want to get Botox, a chin, like something.
It's here. It's the vibe here.
It's here.
It's kooky. It's you know, it's selling sunset core of like burgers and Botox. It's like, wait, those things shouldn't go together.
I know.
Burgers and Botox should be something. You should make that something.
No, that's like what they have.
There's a burgers and Botox party.
No, they literally were like, let's do an open house that's burgers and Botox. This is a reel from the show. And they're like, they serve.
What? But no one eats the burgers.
Of course
no one
eats the maybe yeah. without the bun.
So why are the burgers there, but everyone's just getting Botox?
Yeah, they're like, isn't this cute?
And they're like, ha, burgers.
Yeah,
ha,
no one eats it. Yeah, for the husbands. The husbands get to come and eat the leftover scraps.
A visual gag, the burgers.
People are really like.
And they throw them away.
I didn't realize that people really. Sorry, now I feel like I'm just going on. But like, and the other thing about being here is like, people don't eat any food.
Really?
I couldn't believe, like. I guess I didn't notice. I just love my 3 square meals at least a day.
Yeah, I
and then you're around friends and I'm like, everyone I talk to like, oh, I haven't eaten all day. I'm like, wait, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
I will never relate to like, I forgot to eat.
I know.
That's not relatable.
Yeah.
I know. I know everyone's built different, but I'm just like, that is not. But I feel like it's the norm to have like 1 meal a day here. I'm like, okay. Who was I talking to? Someone was like, I'm having like a dinner. I can't. I'm like.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
Unique New York.
I've actually been trying to get Ozempic for like a year.
Really?
And my insurance like will not cover
like,
it.
Like you're not sad enough. You're not sad enough.
No, like, I need it for health reasons. Like
it's
not
so
just
expensive,
not vain.
Right?
But like if they, it's become because so many skinny people have
yes.
taken it and stolen it from people who rightfully deserve it.
Yeah.
Now they've created a barrier where you have to have diabetes.
Oh, wow. Really?
For it to be covered by insurance. So even if you're pre-diabetic.
Really? That doesn't count?
Literally, my doctor was like, well, like, when you do get diabetes, like, come back. And I'm like.
That's insane.
Crazy.
That is so insane.
That's crazy.
When you do get diabetes.
You're like, not
that's
if.
Wild.
They're like, when? I'm like, when? And they're like, when? They're like, let's be real. It's not if. And then it's 20 if you just pay for it out of pocket, $2,500 a month.
No.
So I can't afford it. So
that's crazy.
Yeah. What was they gonna say?
$2,500 a month.
A month.
One thing that intrigues me about Ozempic is that they say it's good for like OCD or obsessive
really? Thoughts,
people.
The thoughts.
It's like
food thoughts.
Interesting.
No, like it's helped people like quit drugs. Like,
I have heard it's good for substance abuse.
Yeah.
It's like a miracle drug and they just can't. And something else I learned, it's not the medication that they can't make enough of, it's the pen. Because the pen that administers it, that's what they can't keep up with the demand.
Really?
It's like one factory that makes like the pen.
You'd think someone would be kind of
like
open
should
pop-up
get
shop.
Yeah. Bic should get in the game.
Right.
Or is there another way to take the medication?
I've done so much research. That's why I know all this stuff. Basically, like they have clinics now, kind of like the ketamine thing.
I see.
Where you can pay out of pocket like $400 a month, but it's in like, it's not in a pen. It's in just like, you just inject it yourself. But you
want someone,
you just don't know what it is. It's not, it's because it's,
anything
they make
injecting.
It themselves. You're like, I don't know what this is. It could be anything.
One time I almost.
And after hearing about the nurse.
I know.
One time.
I'm going to do it.
The health system is so. Upsetting.
It's crazy.
It really is like.
It's sick.
It is sick and twisted.
You would think there'd be like, I don't know.
People are talking about it less.
I like that. I like that the jokes have. I'm so done with the Ozempic jokes.
I know.
It's not funny anymore.
It's not funny anymore. Just like move on. Like,
yeah. A mandatory meeting moment for punny drag names has happened with Ozempic.
It's over.
That'd be a fun drag. Like, I can't think of it off this pop, but like a punny Ozempic name for a drag queen.
I know.
If she was like a plus size drag queen,
I'll get
there.
Get back to us,
I'm gonna get when
hard.
You get diabetes, come back.
I can't believe that drag name. Said that.
Yeah. Oh, also the first time I tried to get it, I went to the clinic. Someone referred this doctor named Dr. So first of all, I'm like, okay, that's not a real name. I'm like, oh, like the pasta?
Yeah, literally.
Okay. And so
vodka sauce.
Yeah.
Penne vodka. Like, it's so good.
Best food ever.
It's so good.
Whoever invented that is like so smart. I think about that about foods all the time. Like, whoever thunk this up, like.
The Romans.
You know what I'm sick of joke wise?
Roman Empire.
This is my Roman Empire.
Yes.
It's gotta stop.
It's over.
What about this altered my brain chemistry?
Oh, yeah. I tweeted or threaded yesterday. Like, I'm so glad that. Oh my God, wait, it was funny because someone who doesn't follow me on Threads had like absolutely filleted me in my comments. But I said, I'm glad the people who cheer the loudest when the Nicole Kidman AMC ad comes on screen now have saying, this is my Roman Empire to use as a personality for a little while. And then someone goes, oh, they deleted it. Oh my God, they deleted it. That's so annoying. Someone said,
doesn't make sense. This doesn't make sense structurally, punctuality wise, or like something else. And I just got, I just responded, thanks for checking out my page.
That's really mature.
So let me ask you this. Who do you want to be? What's your dream of the moment?
Ooh, this year, this is so boring. I've been developing different stuff. Mm-hmm. And it's time that I just like sell something.
I know.
And didn't you literally win an Emmy?
I lost, but I was nominated.
Yeah.
That's major.
They can't take that away from
me. No, literally, since last time we talked, you were nominated for an Emmy. Kind of loser. Huge.
Yeah, Emmy loser. Big deal.
You're huge loser. Big congratulations. Deal.
Thank you so much.
That's it.
I'm in the exact same place. Like, it's funny because it's like you have so many, it's like, as a multi-hyphenate.
Thank you.
It's so hard to choose what to focus on.
Yeah.
But I'm like, if I really sit with myself and be like, what do I want? I'd say I want to develop, sell, and make a TV show.
Yes.
And so it's like, you have to just choose the one you want the most and like give it everything.
Yeah.
That's where you are.
I've been working so hard. I've been like developing all this different stuff and it's just time to, and I've been in enough rooms now where it's just like, okay, like I have all this creative energy. I want to like be able to give that to myself and like what I want to make.
Yeah.
You know? It's hard, and the industry right now is so crazy.
It's the Wild West.
Everything I want to write, that they're like, they don't want that.
I know.
They don't want that.
I know.
And I look around. I'm like, well, then who is making anything? Because everyone I know is just getting no.
Yeah.
I know.
And I know the most brilliant minds of our generation, mind you. And then what's going on with your love life? Are you looking for love? Ugh,
I mean, always. Sure. Nothing really. I went back on the sites.
Yeah.
The apps.
Yeah.
I like calling them sites.
I know. I was okay, like,
OkCupid.com.
Really, the apps.
Like Coffee Hinge. Meets Bagel.
Oh my God. I mean, I'm on them. I don't know. I'm open. I just don't. There's other things I'm always prioritizing, but I don't really date. I know it's
well, dating is hell. Yeah.
If you're doing shows and stuff at night, you're not going to be like, okay.
I just want to, like, I want that. This is so everyone does, but just that moment you're like, you're in Whole Foods.
Yeah.
You touch the same avocado.
Yeah.
You go, oh,
that's coming.
I know.
And then, yeah.
I do think it almost has to be. And then he's jerking off.
Yeah.
If you're not looking for just sex, then it's like, that energy has to. The real life energy has to exist, otherwise it's not exciting.
Yeah.
There's no reason to be like, I can't wait to get coffee with this random person.
I know.
But my energy has shifted a lot from the ketamine. I mean, truly.
Oh, right, you were saying.
It has. It's made me such a much more open person.
Oh my God, that's
and
amazing.
I feel like I'm having all of these flirty moments in the world, just where I'm just walking around and like there's an energy.
Yeah.
And people will be like a free drink or a like... Like, oh, there's a cookie that, no, here's a cookie. Like,
Love
a barista
that.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh my God, my energy must be like.
You're giving rom-com energy.
Right now.
You're giving rom-com energy.
Just give me a cookie? Are you kidding me right now?
Give Anori a cookie.
Give Anori a cookie. She's gonna fuck the shit out of you. So, like, that, there is a vibe shift.
Yeah.
And I'm not stressed about it. I don't feel nervous or anxious about the timeline. I'm truly, like you were saying earlier, I truly am just like, it's gonna happen when it's gonna happen. I got Newly, so I look amazing.
You really do.
You got what?
Newly, this like monthly fashion service subscription.
Cool. Yeah.
I used all the weird words for it. It's just like a monthly
you rent
thing.
Clothes and then
yes.
You can return them.
Yeah.
Which is perfect. So like honestly.
Right? For girls like us.
Once something gets photographed, it's like you don't need it.
I
decided I'm gonna do a clothing sale when I get back to New York and get rid of a bunch of stuff that I don't really use anymore. I'm like, why not?
That's like so like of the people in like an amazing way.
Oh, good. Because
like you should like sell it for like you're kind of famous. Like,
oh,
you should like you know like put it on like a site. You should auction them off.
But the thing is, my stuff isn't like super nice. I'm just. Anyways, we'll touch base.
We'll touch base.
But I want it to be done in like 3 hours, and then I move on with my life.
Yeah,
I love that.
I guess I want to like sell what I can, and then just donate the rest, and be like, okay, great. I didn't like because right now it's so hard to part with things that are nice. Because I'm like that was. Expensive and I wore it once and like it hurts.
Yeah.
But we'll see.
There's nothing more like weird energy than like in your closet keeping things that you don't fit into anymore.
Oh.
But just like, but you're like, you don't want to like get rid of it. There's something so.
I have a whole box of small designer things that I'm like, maybe one day.
Maybe.
For my daughter.
Yeah.
My daughter, Kelly. Kelly Cohen. That sounds good.
Kelly Cohen.
Oh, she's rich.
Good.
Kelly Cohen. She's
Cohen
successful.
Summer camp bitch.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Yo, did you see Kelly Cohen this year? She's hot.
Kelly Cohen got tits this year.
Yeah. he got a handjob from Kelly Cohen.
Yes, dude. Rock on. let me ask you this. Do y'all feel hot today?
Against all odds, yeah. It was like leg day today. And like, it exhausts me in this like really powerful way. And when I'm exhausted, I generally feel hot. So yeah.
I love being exhausted.
Mm. I'm exhausted every
like
day.
Like in a physical way.
Yeah.
Not in a mental way.
Yeah. I feel physically exhausted.
That is hot.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. I can't wait to get back into exercise. For years. I've been like, when am I gonna you feel hot today?
I do. I feel so hot that like this is the hair I woke up with.
No.
Wow. I didn't even like
it's so French girl bun.
I woke up, I had it in a bun when I was sleeping and literally was like, oh my God, like this is just that's the crazy. Hair that is
the face framing situation.
So I feel really yeah. hot.
I love your look too.
Thank you.
Yeah, that color is so good for you.
Thank you so much.
I actually do feel hot today because ever since I haven't had my period in so long that now my body's like working and I'm just like, it explains my moods. It explains why I've been like struggling. I'm like, this is so nice. So I do feel hot, which I haven't felt in a while. And I have a new healer who's really changing my mindset.
Wait, you have to set me up with her.
I will, but the thing is, it's sort of like,
I know.
Yeah, we'll talk.
What do you do together?
Okay, so when I first was going to chat with her, I thought she was sort of like a one-time psychic, but it's actually more of like a therapy life coach who happens to be a little psychic, is what I'll
but
say.
She I love knew that. Information about me.
Yeah,
she knew my name.
We were in the session. She's like, I'm hearing the word Patrick over and over
she
again.
She goes, is he gay?
And she's like a woman in the middle of New Zealand.
And she goes, is he gay?
Yeah. She doesn't like, she's not like online. Like she doesn't know. Like if you search her name, like nothing comes up. She's not like, it was bizarre.
And she knew things about me that there's no way anyone could
it
know.
It was wild. She's so special.
But specific things.
But if I were to say the main thing she's taught me, it's literally all about like, and it's so simple and obvious, but it's just about like this new exercise I'm doing where I have to look in the mirror for 5 minutes every day and like say I love my body.
Oh, wow.
You know, things that are like.
I love that.
So cliche, but
Catherine,
it's like.
You have to get me in with her.
Oh, sorry. I will.
Oh,
okay. just like being positive about what you do have because I spend so much time being so negative and so stressed.
Totally.
And it's just like, girl, no. So I'm feeling hot. Do y'all have a crush of the week?
Ooh. I would say mine is the power couple, photographer couple that I see at the gym. They're so fun. Like such, you know, someone just has good energy and it's like to start your day off and just have a nice little chat and then go home.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing like it.
Mm-hmm.
No drug in the world. Like a nice little chat and then go home.
I know what you mean.
Yeah.
I haven't had a crush in a while.
Mm.
I just, that question prompted reflection.
Yeah.
And I have not had a crush in a minute.
Maybe there's
funny.
A crush around the corner.
Yeah.
I love that.
I mean, you're getting cookies for free.
You're getting, yeah.
I'm the crush.
You're doing something right.
I'm the crush. Yeah.
I will say before I leave LA tomorrow, I had the most divine breakfast burrito from the Los Feliz Cafe is what it's called.
Yes.
Have you been there?
Well, I
ordered it on Seamless or whatever.
I've ordered it from.
Yeah.
Did you have the sauce? They have like the sausage that's so good.
Oh, I had bacon, but it looks good.
Okay.
But the two sauces they give you are really, it's like perfect spice level,
yes.
So cheesy. It's like,
wait, where is
and
it?
And it's massive.
I'm due for a good breakfast burrito.
Los Feliz Cafe.
Okay.
It's so
good. I DoorDashed it and it was so good. I got they have like a sausage that's like, I think like a little Middle Eastern coated.
Yes.
And it's so good, like spiced and
so shout out.
I'm due for an Erewhon breakfast burrito soon. I used to have that every day when
steak?
I was here in the spring.
Do you do the steak one?
I do bacon.
Okay.
It's like they put those little crunchy things
so
in
good.
It. It's like there's nothing
I'm
like
I'm scarred from like, I had some sort of like keto breakfast sandwich there and it made me so sick.
Oh well, yeah, keto is like.
I'm not even doing keto. I just like, it looked good and I was like, okay, it can't be bad for you.
Yeah.
It was bad.
Wow.
Yeah.
But whatever.
Yeah.
Are y'all mad at me?
No, are you mad at me?
Not at all.
Are you mad at me?
No.
Okay.
No, literally.
It's a little bit too short, I have to say.
I know, this is so much fun. You're so funny.
You're the best person.
So
I could talk to you for hours.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming into the studio.
This has been a pleasure. I can't believe twice. I got to be here twice.
I can't believe twice.
You know what? There's this poem. It says, being in love is like being alive twice.
Oh, what do you mean? What does the poem mean?
If you don't get it, you don't get it.
Yeah.
But it'll speak
you don't
to
get it? You get it.
Being alive twice. Like, oh, I'm more alive now. And
it's just like a feeling of like, it's almost I've been born. It's like almost like a born again, like renewal.
Everything's new.
And of course, HeadGum. Thank you, HeadGum. Bye. Seek Treatment is a production of HeadGum Studios. Our associate producer is Ali Khan. Our producer is Tevi Kaunitz. Our executive producer is Emma Foley. The show is edited, mixed, and mastered by Rochelle Chen. The show art is created by Carly Jean Andrews.
Subscribe and check out new episodes on YouTube or your favorite podcast app. Rate and review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Love.
Love. If you just can't take a hint, we'll seek treatment. With Kat and Pat.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.